There's not necessarily a specific campaign that comes to mind, but rather a trend. There's an increase of the phenomenon known as swarming, whereby multiple activists independently target the same company during overlapping time periods, sometimes with different agendas or initiatives. Dealing with a single activist investor can be a significant undertaking for a company's board, as it requires careful navigation and strategic decision-making. However, when multiple activists are involved, the complexity and difficulty of the situation can increase exponentially. This is primarily because each activist may have different objectives and demands, which can range from seeking board representation to advocating for parts of the business to be spun off or pushing for increased stock buybacks. In a traditional one-on-one campaign, a company and its board can engage with the activist to determine if there is alignment on potential value-enhancing initiatives.
There have been a number of interesting situations, ranging from the try-on campaign at Disney to the union-led campaign at Starbucks. The try-on campaign at Disney is notable for several features, in addition to the fact that it appears to be the most expensive proxy contest to date. First, there were actually two activists involved, Tryon and Blackwells, which complicated matters including with respect to items like the Universal Proxy Card and suggesting how Disney shareholders should cast their votes. Second, although Tryon lost at the ballot box, with neither of its nominees elected to the Disney board, it won with respect to shareholder returns, as Disney was one of the best performing stocks over the relevant period, in part because Disney was seen as adopting some of the strategies suggested by Tryon. In Starbucks, a coalition of labor unions sought to elect three directors to the board in an effort to combat what were seen as anti-union activities. Ultimately, the coalition withdrew their slate after the company agreed to commence negotiations. This was the first time that a labor union used these types of tactics to promote its human capital issues, and it is unlikely to be the last.
Elliott Management's campaign at Southwest Airlines is a really interesting one for a few reasons. Firstly, the timing of the campaign is unusual, as the nomination deadline does not fall until December 2024, and so to see the campaign initiated in July is much earlier than would be expected, given activists tend to start public campaigns closer to the proxy season in order to build momentum ahead of the annual general meeting. Similarly, Elliott's calls to replace Bob Jordan, chief executive of Southwest Airlines, from day one is uncommon, with activists typically focusing on the need for a change in company strategy before introducing the arguments for a change of leadership. Finally, we have not seen much activism in the airline industry before now, but with Carl Icahn's investment in JetBlue, we now have two of the most prominent activists with significant positions in the sector, and it will be fascinating to see how these situations pan out. Not many situations went all the way to a vote this year, but Ancora Advisors' bid to take control of the board of railroad operator Norfolk Southern was one of the most fiercely contested proxy battles of the season.
Disney has been the target of several activist campaigns that put significant pressure on the board and the management team. Nelson Peltz and Tryon launched a campaign in late 2022, expressing concern about Disney's declining stock price, strategic direction, and expense levels. Tryon withdrew in early 2023, after the Disney board reinstalled Bob Iger as chief executive, and the company announced significant budget cuts and strategy changes. But Tryon restarted its campaign in late 2023, as losses continued to mount and the stock price failed to improve. As part of the second campaign, Peltz proposed that he and two other Tryon nominees serve on the board, and argued that the company had failed to establish a credible chief executive succession plan. Other activists, including Value Act, Ancora Capital, and Blackwell Capital, jumped into the fray. Disney was ultimately successful in defeating the Peltz candidates, but only after a bruising, expensive campaign.